We've been talking about spiritual warfare now for several weeks, keeping our armor in place. We talked about the belt of truth for quite a while, the truth about us, the truth about our sin, truth about God especially. Talked a little bit about the breastplate of righteousness and the shoes of peace last time. Today, I want us to think about the shield that God gives us. He calls it the shield of faith. And if you look at your paper there, you'll see Ephesians 6:16. And he says, above all, now that doesn't mean of most importance. That, to us, it sort of means most important of all. But actually in the Greek words mean in every circumstance, in every situation. That's what he means. Taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench, that means to put out or extinguish, like you quench a fire, all the fiery darts, flaming arrows, flaming missiles, of the wicked one, the evil one. He's talking about Satan there. So he's telling us here, Satan is going to try to shoot at us with something he calls fiery arrows or fiery darts. Now, what's that mean? Why does he do that? Well, one way he does it is to try to put thoughts in our minds. You've had to deal with bad thoughts, haven't you? Sometimes we get really ugly thoughts. And where did that come from? Well, it came from the enemy. He likes to do that. He'll put ugly thoughts in your mind. He'll put temptations in your mind to try to tempt you to do something. You know better than to do it, but there's a temptation, an urge to do it anyway. He'll put that in your mind. Maybe he'll tempt you to doubt God. Maybe he'll say, there's a thought that comes, I don't know if God's really out there or not. That may be a temptation from Satan, one of those fiery darts. You know, he likes to shoot that stuff. Maybe some distracting thoughts to get you off what God wants you to be focused on. Could be happening to you right now. God wants you to focus on this message here from his word. And the enemy could be saying, why don't you think about this instead? Why don't you go over here instead? You don't need to think about that. He really doesn't want you to hear this stuff. So fiery darts. He can also use as fiery darts the mouths and tongues of other people. That's probably happened to you too. People can say some really sharp, cutting, hurtful things, can't they? You've probably been the recipient of some of that. Satan can get hold of even really sweet people's mouths sometimes. He may get hold of my mouth sometime, and I'll say something like, whoa, why did I say that? That wasn't very nice. And I've let the devil use me to be a fiery dart. That's pretty sad, isn't it, that he can do that to us. But he'll try. He'll work to send those fiery darts our way. It may be somebody trying to create fear in your mind, or somebody just criticizing you, or just saying something hurtful, something spiteful. Maybe it's a lie. Maybe it's a deception of some kind. Maybe it's just something just designed to pull you down a little bit, discourage you. Well, without the shield of faith that God gives us, that stuff would really overwhelm us pretty quickly. And some people do get overwhelmed with it. They just can't function very well because they're overwhelmed because the fiery darts keep coming in. You know, Paul got this, a lot of these metaphors, of course, from the Roman soldiers, and they had a shield. And the enemy sometimes would shoot arrows or throw things like, we call them spears, I guess, but they'd dip it in pitch or in some kind of rosin or something that was flammable, and they'd light the flame, and then they'd shoot it or throw it. And if they didn't have that shield up there, you know what's going to happen? They're going to die pretty quick, right? I mean, they got to have something to quench that thing so it'll catch that arrow before it gets to them. They needed that shield. And God says, you need a shield too. And in this case, God himself is our shield. I put a verse there just to remind us that God's going to protect us. Look at Luke 10:19 there on your sheet. He says, behold, I'm giving you, these are the words of Jesus, power to tread on serpents and scorpions. That represents the enemy, Satan and his demons, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. He says, I'm going to protect you. I'm giving you a shield to protect you. A shield, of course, is a weapon of defense. Now, we got a sword, too, that we take up. That's the weapon of offense. He'll talk about that later. But God's given us a lot of scriptures to remind us that he knows how to protect us, and he is going to protect us. So on your handout there, I've given you some suggested scripture prayers. I don't know if you ever pray scripture back to God. It's a very wonderful way to pray. And I noticed that I use the words, I confess, over and over here. You could substitute some words like, Lord, I thank you that, or Lord, I know that, or Lord, I understand, or I realize, whatever words you want to say that sound more natural to you. But look at that third paragraph on the page. It's from Psalm 84. It says, Father, I confess that you are the object of my faith. You are my shield. My faith is in you, and you're my shield. So what's he say in Psalm 84? For the Lord God is a sun and shield. He himself, he says, I'm your shield. I'll give you grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them who walk uprightly. Look at the next one, Psalm 18. I confess that you're my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my buckler, the horn of my salvation, my high tower. See, he says it this way in Psalm 18, verse 2. The Lord is my rock. So you can turn that into a prayer and say, Lord, you are my rock. You see what I'm doing there? Make it a prayer to him. You are my fortress. You are my deliverer. You're my God, my strength, in whom I trust. You're my buckler. That's another kind of shield. And the horn of my salvation. So he's saying, you're going to protect me. I can count on you to protect me. Look at Nahum chapter 1, verse 7. I confess that you're my stronghold. A stronghold is like a really, really strong fortress. He's saying God is that way. He says the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows them that trust him. Look at the next one from Psalm 32 and Psalm 119. He says, you're my hiding place. Lord, thank you that you're my hiding place. You preserve me from trouble. It's like he's a place where we can go when we need protection. We go to God. Father, I need some protection right now. You're my hiding place. It's just confessing what he says in his word. He says it, so we can say, I know it's true. Look at the next one, Psalm 27. I confess that you're the strength of my life. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? If you got a problem with fear, if Satan hits you a lot with fear, that's a wonderful verse to remember. He is our strength. He's the strength of our life. I don't have to be afraid. I don't have anything to be afraid of. Look at the next one there. It's kind of interesting. Psalm 91. He shall cover you with his feathers. That's an interesting way of talking about, does God have feathers? He's giving us a metaphor there. He's saying, I'm going to take care of you like a mother bird is taking care of her chicks, you know, her little birds, and they'll run under her feathers, under her wings, and she protects them. And if it's an adversary or some kind of predator is trying to get those chicks, got to go through the mother first. She's going to protect them. And God says, I'm going to protect you. You got an adversary too. You got a predator, Satan and his demons. But when they try to get at you, they have to come through me first. You just stay close to me. Now, what we get in trouble is when we run away from him and we get out there and exposed to the enemy, then we're in trouble. But as long as we run close to God, he'll protect us there like a mother bird protects her chicks. Look at the next one, Psalm 34 and Psalm 91. The angel of the Lord encamps around them that fear him and delivers them. He shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Do you ever pray for your angels? You know, God's given angels to protect you. Sometimes it might be good to say, Lord, would you please give my angels extra alertness today? I need them to watch over me really close. Give them strength, give them wisdom. Yeah, pray for your angels. There's nothing wrong with that. Look at Revelation 12, 11. The blood of Jesus. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. We've looked at this verse before. We're talking about the truth about us. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony, and they loved not their lives even to the death. So it's good to remind Satan, I'm covered with the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus protects me. There's nothing stronger than the blood of Jesus. And here in Ephesians 6, he calls it the shield of faith. He is the shield. He is the source of our faith, and he is the object of our faith. So look at 1 John 5:4. It's the last one on there. It says, or next to the last, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. And that faith is from him. He says, by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. It's all from him. So we look to him and say, Lord, just protect us, please, because you're my shield, you're my stronghold, you're my mighty fortress, and he will protect you from those flaming missiles. They're going to come your way, guys, and when you realize it, you need to get that shield in place real quick, okay? Anybody have something you need to say before I pray? Let's pray. Father, thank you so much. You are awesome, and thank you for giving us the shield, which is yourself, really. You are our fortress. You are our shield. You are our protector. Lord, we know we have an enemy, and he's shooting arrows all the time. He lies to us. He tries to get thoughts into our brains that will get us away from you, that will cause us to sin. Lord, sometimes he raises up even sweet people to say things they shouldn't say that hurt and that sting. And Lord, help us in all these instances to keep our shield in place so those flaming missiles won't get us out of the battle. Lord, thank you for being a mighty fortress, a strong tower, a sure defense, our shield, our buckler, our bulwark. You're like a nuclear bunker, Lord. You're just awesome in all your ways. You're totally able to protect your kids. And we thank you that we can run to you like those baby chicks running to the mother. And you take us under your wings and you protect us, Lord. So thank you, thank you, thank you for this piece of armor. Help us to use it well and bring you glory. Lord, I thank you again for these girls who led us in singing today, and I thank you for Miss Monica putting the words up. That was such a blessing, Lord, for me to hear these kids singing. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you. I pray we'll learn to worship you well all the time. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you guys. Have a good day.